A Jewish Journal article. CUNY denounces anti-Israel commencement speech as hate speech. The City University of New York, CUNY, issued a statement on May 30 denouncing an anti-Israel speaker's CUNY School of Law commencement speech on May 12 as being hate speech. The speech, delivered by Students for Justice in Palestine, SJP, activist Fatima Muhammad, featured her applauding CUNY Law's faculty and students for endorsing the boycott, divestment and sanctions, BDS, movement, as Israel continues to indiscriminately rain bullets and bombs on worshippers, murdering the old, the young, attacking even funerals and graveyards, as it encourages lynch mobs to target Palestinian homes and businesses, as it imprisons its children, as it continues its project of settler colonialism, expelling Palestinians from their homes, carrying out the ongoing Nakba, that our silence is no longer acceptable. Muhammad also criticized CUNY Central for their partnership with the fascism, New York Police Department, the military, that continues to train Israeli Defense Force soldiers to carry out that same violence globally. Muhammad also alleged that daily, brown and black men are being murdered by the state at Rikers, and that there are Palestinian political prisoners like HLF in U.S. prisons. HLF is an apparent reference to the Holy Land Five, the five leaders of the now-defunct Holy Land Foundation for Relief and Development who were convicted in 2009 of providing material support to Hamas. May we rejoice in the corners of our New York City bedroom apartments and dining tables. May it be fuel for the fight against capitalism, racism, imperialism, and Zionism around the world, Muhammad said. Muhammad's speech was closed to the press, and CUNY Law eventually released the entirety of the speech to the public on May 25 after pressure from both pro-Israel and pro-Palestinian groups, according to the Times of Israel. The speech resulted in backlash from several public figures, including New York City Mayor Eric Adams, D., who tweeted the speech consisted of words of negativity and divisiveness. Representative Richie Torres, DNY, tweeted Muhammad's speech was anti-Israel derangement syndrome at work. Former New York Republican congressman and gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin called for CUNY's taxpayer funding to be revoked until the administration is overhauled and all Jewish students and faculty are welcome again. I was proud to offer a different message at this year's CUNY Law commencement ceremony, one that celebrates the progress of our city and country, and one that honors those who fight to keep us safe and protect our freedoms, like my Uncle Joe, who died at age 19 in Vietnam while https://t.co/vgrkntgh0g. Mayor Eric Adams, at NYC Mayor, May 29, 2023. Imagine being so crazed by hatred for Israel as a Jewish state that you make it the subject of your commencement speech at a law school graduation. Anti-Israel derangement syndrome at work. pic.twitter.com/15iacjuven. Richie Torres, at Richie Torres, May 29, 2023. Raging anti-Semitism has fully consumed the City University of New York. Until the administration is overhauled and all Jewish students and faculty are welcome again, taxpayer funding must be immediately halted. pic.twitter.com/joff8vhnsbf. Lee Zeldin, at Lee M. Zeldin, May 28, 2023. CUNY Chancellor Felix V. Matos Rodriguez and the Board of Trustees said in their statement, "Free speech is precious, but often messy, and is vital to the foundation of higher education. Hate speech, however, should not be confused with free speech and has no place on our campuses or in our city, our state or our nation." The remarks by a student-selected speaker at the CUNY Law School graduation, unfortunately, fall into the category of hate speech as they were a public expression of hate toward people and communities based on their religion, race or political affiliation. The Board of Trustees of the City University of New York condemns such hate speech. They added that Muhammad's speech was particularly unacceptable at a ceremony celebrating the achievements of a wide diversity of graduates, and hurtful to the entire CUNY community, which was founded on the principle of equal access and opportunity. Please read the full statement from the CUNY Board of Trustees and at Chancellor CUNY. https://t.co/tbpncdlfrapic.twitter.com/pshungzu6b. The City University of New York, at CUNY, May 30, 2023. Reactions to CUNY's statement on Muhammad were mixed. Some Jewish groups praised the statement. We thank at CUNY for condemning the hateful remarks at the recent CUNY Law School graduation and for making the critical distinction between free speech and hate speech, and we urge CUNY to establish guidelines ensuring future speakers don't espouse hate, United Jewish Appeal, UJA, Federation of New York tweeted. We thank at CUNY for condemning the hateful remarks at the recent CUNY Law School graduation and for making the critical distinction between free speech and hate speech, and we urge CUNY to establish guidelines ensuring future speakers don't espouse hate. https://t.co/mzgjcxsjpb. UJA Federation of New York, at UJAFEDNY, May 30, 2023. The Chancellor and Trustees of at CUNY are correct, Democratic Majority for Israel tweeted. While free speech must be protected, this address was hate speech and should be condemned, as they do. Thank you for this forthright statement. The Chancellor and Trustees of at CUNY are correct. While free speech must be protected, this address was hate speech and should be condemned, as they do. Thank you for this forthright statement. https://t.co/h3sgcv9qsh. Democratic Majority for Israel, at Demage for Israel, May 30, 2023. The Jewish Community Relations Council, JCRC, of New York tweeted that while CUNY was correct to refer to Muhammad's speech as hate speech, the group is disappointed, CUNY didn't call it out for what it was, anti-Semitism. Once again, we urge at CUNY to revise its commencement speech guidelines before next year's graduation. CUNY's trustees and chancellor are right. The at CUNY Law commencement speech was indeed a hate speech. We're disappointed they didn't call it out for what it was, anti-Semitism. Once again, we urge at CUNY to revise its commencement speech guidelines before next year's graduation. https://t.co/rcuun9gd. JCRC of New York, at JCRCNY, May 30, 2023. Others questioned the timing of the statement and if there would be any accountability. Rather than offering the unconvincing hate-free speech distinction, this statement simply should have condemned the sentiments as unacceptable for a CUNY graduation ceremony, Brooklyn College, which is under the CUNY umbrella, and CUNY Graduate Center Professor K.C. Johnson tweeted. The timing of the statement also suggests that the public release of the CUNY law video rather than the contents of the student's speech was the key motivating factor here. Rather than offering the unconvincing hate-free speech distinction, this statement simply should have condemned the sentiments as unacceptable for a CUNY graduation ceremony. https://t.co/artikdom50mn. K.C. Johnson, at K.C. Johnson 9, May 30, 2023. The timing of the statement also suggests that the public release of the CUNY law video rather than the contents of the student's speech was the key motivating factor here. K.C. Johnson, at K.C. Johnson 9, May 30, 2023. It's been almost 3 weeks since a hate speech was given at the at CUNY law graduation ceremony, Kiryas Joel School District Superintendent Joel M. Petlin tweeted. This at CUNY statement is not a response to the reprehensible speech. It's a reaction to the publicity that was generated by at NYC Mayor, at Richie Torres, at Ted Cruz and at NY Post front page. It's been almost 3 weeks since a hate speech was given at the at CUNY law graduation ceremony. This at CUNY statement is not a response to the reprehensible speech. It's a reaction to the publicity that was generated by at NYC Mayor, at Richie Torres, at Ted Cruz and at NY Post front page. https://t.co/sprs7nuev. Joel M. Petlin, at Joel Petlin, May 30, 2023. New York City Council member Ari Kagan tweeted, so, at CUNY finally admitted that it was a state-sponsored hate speech. What about accountability? Did CUNY staff review these prepared remarks? Why not? What are the consequences for a hateful speaker and for CUNY staff that allowed hate speech at graduation? We still need answers. So, at CUNY finally admitted that it was a state-sponsored hate speech. What about accountability? Did CUNY staff review these prepared remarks? Why not? What are the consequences for a hateful speaker and for CUNY staff that allowed hate speech at graduation? We still need answers. https://t.co/jatsiasmoing. Council member Ari Kagan, at CM Ari Kagan 47, May 30, 2023. Yad Yamin's New York affiliate tweeted to CUNY, there are reports that you had a copy of the speech prior to its reading. Why did you remove the video of the speech? What about all the college administrators on the stage that clapped and cheered at the end of the speech? Will they be sent, for, Diversity Training, CUNY Professor Jeffrey Lacks said on Newsmax earlier in the day that he had heard from a source that CUNY Law did receive a draft of Muhammad's speech beforehand and that the school is claiming it was later changed. The CUNY Law student government tweeted that the speech that was submitted and approved at all levels of CUNY administration. As for the deans and administrators clapping, the New York Post reported that CUNY Law Dean Sudha Sethi was among those clapping to Muhammad's speech, and that she was behind the establishment of the anti-racism and cultural competency graduating requirement for the university's students. CUNY and CUNY Law did not respond to the journal's request for comment asking for a response to Yad Yamin's tweet. There are reports that you had a copy of the speech prior to its reading. Why did you remove the video of the speech? What about all the college administrators on the stage that clapped and cheered at the end of the speech? Will they be sent for diversity training? Yad Yamin NY, at Yad Yamini, May 30, 2023. Very busy day for our beloved at CUNY underscore prof today. Here was a scathing piece he just did on at Newsmax. Thank you at C. Salcedo Show and at Newsmax. pic.twitter.com/texasticsb090. Safe CUNY, at Safe CUNY, May 30, 2023. The CUNY Law student government defended Muhammad on Twitter. What a cowardly and shocking statement given that just last summer in a recorded city council hearing, CUNY's legal team said if a student spoke in support of the Ku Klux Klan they would allow it because of the First Amendment. The Ku Klux Klan. The student government wrote, adding that the statement was a bad attempt to backtrack on a CUNY admin-approved speech from a student-elected speaker, hence the resounding applause while she said it, directly speaking to the accomplishments of the class of 2023 in passing a BDS resolution that CUNY faculty joined in passing. Shame on CUNY. Central to surrender to right-wing extremists while the brave young woman who said that speech, a speech that says nothing the United Nations hasn't said already, faces death threats, they wrote. Shame on CUNY Central to surrender to right-wing extremists while the brave young woman who said that speech, a speech that says nothing the United Nations hasn't said already, faces death threats. Kunailas G., at Kunailask, May 30, 2023. A couple of Jewish groups defended Muhammad in response to the CUNY statement. Further evidence that CUNY administration will gladly imperil students and alumni in order to pander to the most cynical reactionaries, i.e. at NYC Mayor. CUNY Law's Jewish Law Student Association tweeted, "We proudly support Fatima." Further evidence that CUNY administration will gladly imperil students and alumni in order to pander to the most cynical reactionaries, i.e. at NYC Mayor Eyes, "We proudly support Fatima." https://t.co/genialchob8. CUNY JLSA, at CUNY Jalsa, May 30, 2023. Jews for Racial and Economic Justice similarly tweeted, "A university should be supporting their student who's being targeted in right-wing media, the mayor, and multiple members of Congress. CUNY should be standing up for Fatima, despite disagreement or discomfort. Instead, they're throwing her to the wolves. Utterly shameful. A university should be supporting their student who's being targeted in right-wing media, the mayor, and multiple members of Congress. CUNY should be standing up for Fatima, despite disagreement or discomfort. Instead, they're throwing her to the wolves. Utterly shameful." https://t.co/uds4i0ganar. Jews for Racial and Economic Justice, at Jfrejny, May 30, 2023. The Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression, FIRE, issued a letter to CUNY expressing concern over the university's statement saying that hate speech should not be construed with free speech, arguing that CUNY still has a constitutional obligation to not punish students for what it considers to be hateful expression. Breaking. FIRE wrote at CUNY today explaining that speech does not lose its First Amendment protection solely because some view it as hateful or offensive. Oh, and that, as a public institution, CUNY must adhere to the First Amendment. https://t.co/r1mnjtvdwspic.twitter.com/nbc8ecpdwa. FIRE, at the FIRE org, May 31, 2023.